Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Bill Belichick spoke very positively about Jordan Hudson, his significant other, during a recent chat with Michael Strahan on Good Morning America, and he praised her support.
She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football.
That's not a girlfriend. That's a personal assistant. This love. Oops, wrong one.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship. And, you know, I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
You look happy.
Yeah.
I'd see you doing yoga.
Okay. She has him doing yoga? I don't know. Tom Cruise says he's going to make movies into his 100s. Does he know something we don't? Final Destination Bloodlines won the box office with $51 million, which is a franchise best for Final Destination movies. And rock legends from Great White, Quiet Riot, White Lion, Alice Cooper, David Lee Roth, and Winger all joined Seth Meyers to promote Starburst's new iced energy drinks.
No, oh, Starbucks iced energy.
There he goes, hosting late night. Oh my gosh. And it just gets worse from there. Like, I'm not going to play the whole thing because it'll just take up too much time in the Daily Dust, but go Google it. Katy Perry is allegedly no longer wanted in Las Vegas because her residency at Resorts World lost money. Barbara Streisand has released a new version of My Valentine featuring Paul McCartney from her upcoming duets album, The Secret of Life, Partners Volume 2. Here's just a little snippet.
Love of mine, my Valentine. As days and nights would pass me by.
Okay, y'all, I love them both. But this is a snoozer. I'm just saying. You're never going to hear that on Morning Go again. And in Mariska Hargitay's documentary, My Mom, Jane, she revealed that Mickey Hargitay isn't actually her father. Her biological father is Nelson Sardelli, a Las Vegas entertainer. Carrie Hart apologized to Pink for being hospitalized yet again. He severed his small intestine at a motocross practice. Oh my gosh. Before the Weekend Update joke swap on SNL, Michael Che apologized to Scarlett Johansson for that Arby's joke.
You know, before I tell another joke, I want to take this opportunity to apologize to someone I hurt. Scarlett, can you come out here? Last time we did joke swap, I made Colin do some tasteless jokes. The fact is, I was just lashing out because I'm jealous. You feel me?
Yeah, I'd be jealous too. She's pretty awesome. Chrissy Teigen is reflecting on her relationship with alcohol, revealing that she had a relapse in her sobriety journey. And a dirt alert. Y'all. Dakota Johnson says her dad, Don Johnson, cut her off financially when she didn't get into Juilliard and didn't have a college backup plan. And she shared that Pedro Pascal jokingly told her she could make money on OnlyFans.
Pedro Pascal told me that I should have an OnlyFans and that I could just like wiggle my toe and make money. Should I do that? I'm not the right person to ask for advice. Ugh.
Perfect timing, a siren in the background. Okay, that's it. That's the Daily Dust. And again, it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance, Morning Go, and B104.3. What can I say except, ew, no feet, no feet, please, no feet.